Hey, it's Tuesday afternoon here, so it's not a Thursday morning, which is a bit of a thing for me. And it's the end of the day, which is also a bit of a thing for me. And I'm not feeling great, which is also a bit of a thing. And I don't have a ton of energy, all of which is exactly why I'm doing this. I'm Bradley Charbonneau, Repossible here on YouTube channel and podcast and whatnot. And today, I'm on the cover, hopefully on the cover of this YouTube video here, I put my trifecta, my three-book series, the series titled Confidence, with the books being Energy, Trajectory, and Frequency. Now, the reason I'm doing this here, in case you don't know my work, is that I tend to do things in a bit of reverse engineering fashion. So what I did was I created those covers just the night before last, actually, and they just came to me very clearly, as did the titles. The titles came to me in a meditation. I'm giving away all my secrets here. The titles came in a meditation, which is my clarity. So for me, that would probably be in the energy realm. So what I want to do in the next 8 minutes, because I like to keep these under 10 minutes, is, and here's a bit of a meta news here, is that this is how I work. This is how I write a draft. This is just as well could have been a draft on paper or like a voice note, but I tend to do video, even though I'm just turning around the camera. But, and also you may note, I'm not in the traditional office, that's Pepper. This is what I consider my office. And in fact, if office has the word, you know, work related to it, then this is play for me. And so I was in my office today, in that like physical place with a computer and a screen and all that, and I just wasn't feeling it. And I had to take my son to the train station, and then I turned here and went outside, and I thought, I need some clarity on these three books. And in fact, the weird part is, I don't really need clarity. I need clarity to translate the clarity that I have to the audience. Ready? Here we go. Confidence. What is confidence? Confidence is, in my humble opinion, it's the almost emotion or feeling that you can do it. In a way, I see it as having clarity and courage to do the thing, to accomplish the thing, or to even start the thing, whatever the thing might be. And the thing, and if you want to talk about audience, the thing might be write a book or create a podcast or record a YouTube video for your first time or start an entire channel or anything where you are sharing your message with the world. And in fact, with the world is irrelevant. In fact, it's really getting your own message out, your own words, your own story, your own message out to the world, or out of you in any case. I think the bottled up message is, I was going to say dangerous, but I don't know if I'd go as far as calling it dangerous, but it's just, it's a pity. Let me put it that way. And it's a pity that it's bottled up inside you. So one of my big dreams is helping you get your message out into the world. One more note on message, because I said your message as if it's singular. And yet, I believe we have new messages all the time. I think I have one new message per day. And yet, I want to get this out. This is another reason I write a lot of books. For me, it's for the health and sanity and power of my own self as to why I publish a lot of books. And when I get that idea out of me, it is creating, and that creates more energy. This energy creates more energy, which is a good start onto the beginning of the first of the three books. And I see I already only have 5 minutes left, so let me get into the thick of the matter here as we pass the guy with the sander up there. So energy is book number one, right? Book number two, trajectory. Book number three is frequency. So just super quickly, energy, I see it as sort of an action and reaction. And trajectory, so if I like thinking of car trips, the action is getting in the car or pressing the gas, getting started. Trajectory is your map or your direction or setting the coordinates in the GPS. Where are you going? We're going from Amsterdam to Munich. Great. Now, it's maybe unclear which particular path you're taking. Are you going through France and Paris or Toulouse or not Toulouse, what's it called? Strasbourg, or are you going through Germany, right? That's trajectory. And finally, frequency. Frequency is a beauty, and that's where the power is. Frequency is the, it could be how fast you're going, right? That could be frequency, like how fast are the radio waves going is the typical visual. But it could be how fast you're driving. How often do you drive? Do you drive 100 kilometers an hour every single day? Or do you drive 50 kilometers every other day? Right? So that's frequency. Frequency is also, from the more spiritual sense, is the sort of at which frequency are you transmitting? At which frequency are you connecting with people, your audience? Right? So what are you transmitting? What is your message? How are you getting it out there? In which medium, right? It could be video, audio, reading books, whatever. And then how is that landing to its recipients, right? Just like a radio, the radio wave, the radio transmitter transmits the message, and then the radio receiver, the little box in your house, receives it, right? Or in your car. And that translates it into audio. Okay, so those are the three. Energy, trajectory, and frequency. And again, remember, this is a draft, what I'm doing here. This is me talking through my three books here, mostly to myself. I do it publicly, in case you're interested in sort of the meta of how I work. And if, what I always hope is that I'm inspirational for you to get motivated to do something similar, to dare to create. You don't have to make it public, but dare to create. Because for me, creating what I'm doing right now is my sweet spot, is my happy place, is my flow zone. This for me is what I enjoy doing. And this for me is how I grow. This is how I create. And this is how I create even more. I can pretty much guarantee you in these little 10 minutes, I will get some clarity on the trajectory of my path, which will then usually increase my frequency or vibration of myself, of my who I am. What is this? How does this lead to confidence? Confidence is, how do you get more confidence? And I think confidence lives in these three things. If you see these three things, and if you don't see them as one giant world trip that you're going to do one time in your entire life, but rather little trips. So a little burst of energy, we got started on the trip, a little trajectory, we're not going all the way to Munich, we're just going to go to Antwerp. And finally, frequency, how often are we going to do it? We're going to do a bike ride and we're going to ride 50 kilometers a day. So that's a smaller trip. And making the smaller trips can help you build your confidence. And let's say the smaller trip totally bombs. Well, then you learn from that trip and you do it again. And maybe you don't do a bike, you do an e-bike the next time. And you don't go 50 kilometers a day, you go 30 kilometers a day. So this is what builds confidence. Practice, repetition, trying, failing, learning from the failure, and if you don't like calling it failure, call it an experiment, and then you learn from the experiment. So I'm at 9 minutes here. I can see my clock, and I want to wrap this up. And here we go. We've got confidence as the main currency. I want you to have more confidence. Now, if you said, oh, I want more money, or I want to lose weight, you know, what does that get me? What does money get you? Well, I want money so that I can pay rent or buy food or go to the movies. I want confidence so that I can what? Why do you want more confidence? What will you do when you have more confidence? And so it might be, I want to do the bike trip to Antwerpen so that I can do the car trip to Munich. I want more confidence basically so that I can have more confidence so that I can accomplish the things I want to accomplish. Confidence. Energy, trajectory, frequency. Coming to a bookstore sometime soon. Thanks.